This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Barbados Revenue Authority moves forward with plans to auction land to recover $4.5 million in arrears. The Winston Scott Polyclinic will remain closed until Thursday due to environmental challenges. The head of the Alliance to End Homelessness calls for a financial literacy program to be included in the welfare system. St. Vincent's opposition leader remains hopeful talks will move Maduro to accept ICJ jurisdiction. And U.S. President Joe Biden says Israel is losing its global support over Gaza bombing. Good morning, I am Tanisha Rokyo. The details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Revenue Authority will begin auctioning some land today in an attempt to recover up to $4.5 million in arrears. Communications Manager of the Revenue Authority, Caroline Williams-Gale, told Starcom Network News they initially put 44 properties up for auction in November, but several property owners have since come forward. The auction will begin at 9:30 at Sky Mall today and on Friday.
As at Sunday, the 9th of December 2023, we would have provided a notice which placed 27 properties for the auction block, which would be auctioned between December 13th and December 15th, and there is total $4.5 million. Up until today, we still had persons coming in, so I don't have the final figures in terms of the number of properties that will go up for auction.
She explained the process of making payment arrangements.
We would have issued information directly to those property owners, and they would have come into our enforcement or collections team to set up a payment arrangement, and then it goes from there. So whatever the payment arrangement that they would make with the authority, whether over 1 year, some people pay the full amount, some people set up arrangements to make payments, monthly payments over a period of time.
That's Communications Manager of the Barbados Revenue Authority, Caroline Williams-Gale. The Winston Scott Polyclinic will remain closed until Thursday. In a statement, the Ministry of Health and Wellness said the polyclinic located at Jemmons Lane is scheduled to reopen for full service on Friday. This as nurses and other staff at the polyclinic walked off the job in protest over a series of issues, including the environmental conditions and the lack of adequate resources with which to work. The ministry said during the closure, patients can collect repeat medication from any other polyclinic pharmacy. There's a call for the government to overhaul the country's welfare system to include development programs that would ensure Barbadians can earn and properly manage their finances. It comes from the president of the Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri, who believes some government programs need a financial literacy component that would remove people's reliance on welfare assistance.
Yeah, not particularly the welfare, but the whole thing of giving, the way government programs are structured in terms of giving. I find that most of the programs that I see, it's about financially giving somewhat, but there's no developmental programs around those. So, for example, how do we move somebody that is on welfare off of welfare? How do we create programs to say, okay, you have to go to, if you're taking the government's money, you have to at least go to one financial literacy program. You have to show us as you know that you're working towards getting off the welfare system or getting off not repeating poverty.
Mr. Safri wants to see solid programs established and made available to all who need it.
I know there are programs out there, but I think that it's not reaching everybody because there's some programs that are only going to reach 500 people, 200 people, but there's so much poverty and it's creeping up. Obviously, the middle class become, in COVID became, you know, lower class and high class become middle class. So they're obviously affecting certain levels. So we just need to get a strong program. We need to either strengthen our middle class. We need to strengthen so that they don't find themselves in that low threshold. We need some strong programs, developmental programs that are going to help people out of poverty. The money is there and they're getting the money, but I'm just saying they're getting the money, but 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years later, they're still getting that said money.
President of the Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri. Minister of Transport, Works and Water Resources, Santia Bradshaw, says that the decision to keep people living in the Scotland district is costly to government. She was responding to statements made by the Member of Parliament for St. Joseph during debate in the House of Assembly.
Where we have determined that we have to relocate people, it has been in situations where there's no, absolutely no choice. But I want to make it clear that the cost to keep people in place within the Scotland district is a costly one. And let us not mix any bones or any words on that. It is a costly exercise to be able to allow people to remain in place. But we as a party and certainly as a government have remained committed to that.
She says government's priority is safety.
If we are to keep people where they live in these communities, it one will come at a cost and it will require the best in terms of expertise, in terms of engineers to be able to allow us to understand better the types of soils that we are working with as well. So moving out people is not a first option, but keeping people safe is the priority for which all of us have been working in relation to these particular areas.
Minister of Transport, Works and Water Resources, Santia Bradshaw. Meantime, Member of Parliament for St. Joseph, Attorney General Dale Marshall, has stressed the importance of green spaces as Barbados aims for a blue-green economy. Speaking during the House of Assembly, Mr. Marshall said it is necessary to keep some open spaces as the island transitions through its development phases.
We have to accept that in order to make the blue-green economy a reality, we have to keep green open spaces in Barbados available. And that will mean that as a government, we have to make some decisions. There's some things we will have to say no to after careful consideration. But I believe, sir, that the reason people like to drive through St. Joseph on a weekend is precisely because of those open, untouched vistas, the lush greenery, and so on.
Member of Parliament for St. Joseph, Attorney General Dale Marshall. The local entertainment fraternity is mourning the loss of Antiguan soca star Ricardo Drew. He was found unresponsive in his room yesterday and was rushed to the hospital where he died. Artist manager with Livewire Entertainment, Ingrid Holder, describes the death as a huge loss for the entertainment sector.
I would have seen Drew about 3 weeks ago, November 24th. We would have talked, laughed. It was me, him, and Patrice in our hotel lobby. So it's kind of unimaginable and very emotional for me because I knew Drew years. Most of everybody in the entertainment fraternity would have been affiliated with Drew at some point in time. For me personally, and of course on behalf of my Livewire Entertainment family, Edwin, Lepite, Addis, everybody, we are very emotional right now. We don't have words. It's a huge loss to the soca and entertainment fraternity throughout the Caribbean.
Artist manager with Livewire Entertainment, Ingrid Holder. Veteran entertainer Edwin Yearwood remembers him as a talented yet humble individual.
Ricardo Drew was a very gifted young man, very talented writer, very, very humble, very polite, very respectful of entertainers. He was a huge fan, a huge Crossfire fan. He wouldn't hesitate to let me know that. We worked on a few songs together. We worked on a few projects together. I wish his family well. May he rest in peace. He's a great loss to the entertainment fraternity.
Veteran entertainer Edwin Yearwood. St. Vincent's main opposition, New Democratic Party, said it welcomes any effort to bring a long-standing resolution to the Venezuela-Guyana border conflict. Dr. Godwin Friday said that while he's not naive about the upcoming talks tomorrow between President Irfan Ali and Nicolas Maduro, he's hoping that, at the minimum, Venezuela would accept the jurisdiction of the International Court of Justice to resolve the border dispute. Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves announced over the last weekend Presidents Ali and Maduro had agreed to face-to-face talks there tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m. Recapping the headlines. The Barbados Revenue Authority moves forward with plans to auction land to recover $4.5 million in arrears. The Winston Scott Polyclinic will remain closed until Thursday due to environmental challenges. The head of the Alliance to End Homelessness calls for a financial literacy program to be included in the welfare system. And St. Vincent's opposition leader remains hopeful talks will move Maduro to accept the ICJ jurisdiction. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Tanisha Rokyo. Good morning.
Thank you, Tanisha. And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.